This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado House has passed a bill to put $90 million worth of grants into behavioral health programs for children and families. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the goal is to bridge gaps in care.
The legislation came from a bipartisan task force that met to decide how to improve the state's mental health system. The grants could go to nonprofits or communities and cities. Lawmakers hope the money will mean behavioral health care could be accessed within a two-hour drive of every community in Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado doctors saw an increase in stress-related illness during the pandemic, maybe related to not letting families visit loved ones in the hospital with COVID. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Early in the pandemic, CU School of Medicine researchers surveyed 330 people who had a family member admitted to the ICU with COVID-19. They found nearly two-thirds of those restricted from visiting suffered from stress-related disorders 3 months after their family member was hospitalized. Dr. Timothy Amos says restrictions, seen as key to stop virus spread, may have inadvertently contributed to stress-related disorders in family members.
It's obvious, right? This was going to be a problem. But to see how traumatic it really was remarkable to all of us on this research team.
I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs has a new police chief. City Council confirmed Interim Chief Adrian Vasquez as the new permanent head of the force last night. Vasquez is an Air Force veteran who has spent 27 years with Colorado Springs Police. Nearly 60 wild horses at a facility in Canyon City have died after an outbreak of a highly contagious disease. The Bureau of Land Management says horses from northwestern Colorado were the most affected. The facility is under quarantine. Cloudy along the Front Range today. This is CPR News and KRCC.